Truma chapter 6, Mishnah 1, how Eichel Truma Shogeg, if a person eats Truma inadvertently. And now this is talking about a non-Kohen. A non-Kohen is prohibited from eating Truma, and it's a serious offense for a non-Kohen to eat Truma. In fact, the Torah says that if a person intentionally eats Truma, they are liable to death by the hands of heaven, death by heavenly tribunal. So it's a very serious sin. If a person eats it inadvertently, Mishalem Keren V'chomish, then he has to pay back to the Kohen what he ate, the principal, plus a fifth, a fine of a fifth of what he ate. Echad Oichel V'echad HaShoyse V'echad HaSach. And that's whether he eats the Truma or drinks the Truma or anoints himself with it. Echad Truma Torah V'echad Truma Tmeh. Also, whether the Truma is pure or impure, he still has to pay back the principal plus a fifth. Mishalem Chumsha V'chomish Chumsha. And also, if he pays back the fifth, the principal plus a fifth, and then that now becomes sanctified, and he eats it inadvertently again, so now he's got to pay back that plus a fifth of the fifth. So he'd have to pay. He'd have to keep adding fifths. And Mishalem Truma Elachulin Mesukanim. Also, when he pays back, he's not allowed to give. He can't give money, he's got to give produce. And when he gives produce, he can't give produce that's already truma for the payment back. He's got to give produce that is normal produce. And that's what he's got to pay the client back. But a shlumin truma, and then what he pays back, even though it's normal produce, when he gives it to the client, it now becomes truma. So he's got to pay back normal produce, which then becomes truma. And finally, says the Mishnah, Imratza HaKohen Limchol, if the Kohen wants to forego the payment, he wants to waive. He says, oh, you don't have to pay me back. Einot Moichel, he cannot do so. He doesn't have the Torah's decree that the person has to pay back, plus the fifth overrides the Kohen's ability to waive that payment.